So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that according to Rebbe Vo, kol makom shenema lo yachal lo yisoichel lo yisoichlu echad isra achila ve'echad isra hanah b'mashma. Any lashon achila includes both isra achila and isra hanah ad sheyifrid lecha hakasav kederech shaparad lecha b'nevela, unless the Torah specifically allows one to benefit from the isra as it's specified regarding the nevela. According to Chizkiya, only the term lo yachal includes isra hanah. Our daf poses several challenges, the first three to Rebbe Vo only, and the next two to both Rebbe Vo and Chizkiya, from various Yisurim that are Asar B'Achila based on one of the expressions of Achila, but are nevertheless Mutter B'Hana. Masav Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, V'Hari Gid Hanasha. With regard to Gid Hanasha, the Torah says, Akin lo yachlu b'nei Yisrael as a Gid Hanasha, which according to Rebbe Vo would make it Asar B'Hana. Yet the Mishnah allows one to give a Gid of a Nevela as a gift to a guy. Apparently, it's Mutter B'Hana. The Gemara answers that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yesh Begid Menos and Tam, the Gid has flavor and is considered basar, meat, we say, Kesha Hutra Nevela, Hi V'chelba Begida Hutra. When the Torah said that Nevela is Mutter B'Hana, its Gid was included. In other words, the Torah said that Gid Hanasha is also an exception to the rule and is Mutter B'Hana. Therefore, all Gid Hanasha are Mutter B'Hana, even when not part of a Nevela. Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Begid Menos and Tam, and it is therefore not included in the Hetta of Nevela, indeed holds that Gid Hanasha is Asa B'Hana, and one may not give a Gid, even of a Nevela, to a non-Jew. The Gemara cites a Braisa which explicitly states, Gid Hanasha Mutter B'Hana, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Oysa. V'Hari Dam, with regard to blood, the Torah says, Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Yisoichel Dam. And the Mishnah in Yuma says that the Dam of Karbanis that were poured through the holes in the base of the Mizbeach would be sold to gardeners as fertilizer. Clearly, Mutter B'Hana. The Gemara answers that when the Torah says Lo Yisoichlenu Ala Oretz Teshpachenu Kamayim, it is comparing dam to water. Ma'amayim Mutarin Af Dam Mutter. As water is Mutter B'Hana, so too blood is Mutter B'Hana. V'Ari Evim Menachai. With regard to Evim Menachai, the Torah says Lo Yisoichel HaNefesh HaMabasa, and the Braisa forbids giving it to a Ben Noach only because of Lifnei Evil Yisit Nemichshol, the Isra of enabling another person to do an Avera. Evim Menachai is one of the seven mitzvah b'nei Noach, the seven Noahide laws. Apparently, otherwise, it is Mutter B'Hana. And for example, Holoklav Mashari, one may feed it to his dogs. The Gemara answers that the Torah links Evim Menachai to Dam in one pasuk. Rak Chazak Levilti Achal Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, V'lo Yisrichal HaNefesh HaMabasar. As Dam is Mutter B'Hana, so too Evim Menachai is Mutter B'Hana. Fabri Shar HaNiskel. With regard to Shar HaNiskel, an ox that is to be stoned because it killed a person, the Torah says, "V'lo yichel es b'saray u'bal hashar naki." Its meat may not be eaten, and u'bal hashar naki teaches that it is also asa b'hana. Apparently, the words "lo yachel" alone would not teach iser hana, contradicting both Rebbe Vo and Chizkiya. The Gemara answers that "lo yachel" actually includes iser hana of the flesh of the animal, but we need u'bal hashar naki to teach that its hide is also asa b'hana. The Gemara points out that those Tanaim who use Uval Hashar Naki to teach other halachas must darshan es besarei es hataf lebesarei to teach that the hide is also asa b'hana. The Tanaim of our Braisa uses Uval Hashar Naki to teach Isra Hana of the hides because es le darsh, he holds we do not darshan the word es. Kiditanya, Shimon ha'amseini v'amri lo nechemi ha'amseini ha'yadarish kol es in Shabbat Torah. He found something to add based on each es in the Torah. Since he could not add anyone to be feared like Hashem, he was going to attract the drushers of all the other Essen. As Rashi says, the Gemara continues with one more challenge on this Amid. With regard to fruit that grows on a tree in the first 3 years after it is planted, the Torah says, from the three expressions of Arla, we learn that it is also Asa B'Hana, clearly implying that the words Lo Ya'achal alone would not teach Isra Hana, again, contradicting both Rebbe Vo and Chizkiya. The Gemara answers that since the pasuk says Lachem, we might have thought that it is Mutter B'Hana. Therefore, we need the three expressions of Arla to teach that it is Asar B'Hana.